What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Today, I need to share with you guys something very powerful from my friend. She's not really my friend yet, but someday I hope so. But her name is Harriet Tubman. Some of you guys may know her and her story. I'm actually looking at a picture on my wall where she is in it. And there's something really cool I learned from her this weekend that I want to share with you guys.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, everybody, welcome back. And I still am going to give you all the podcasts, I promise. Do not worry, I will be getting to those. I just got to do a little more prep on them. But I want to share something that I heard at church this week that was so powerful. A lot of you guys know how heavily involved we are with an organization called Operation Underground Railroad, which is an organization that helps save children from sex slavery. And what's interesting is I've been getting deeper and deeper in this organization and helping them. Tim Ballard, who is the man who started the thing, he's written 5 or 6 books on like ancient American history, or not ancient, but American history, right? And I asked him why. I'm like, why are you so obsessed with this? And he's like, you know, when we were trying to start this thing, he's like, no one had ever done it before. He's like, you know, CIA asked us to go help these children, and so we tried to help these children from slavery. And I was like, we didn't have a blueprint or a game plan. We had to figure these things out. And he's like, so I started looking at, you know, who's done the closest thing to what we're trying to do. And he's like, it was the early abolitionists who were trying to free the slaves. And he's like, that's the people we studied. And so there's this picture on my wall. It's amazing. It's got this railroad down the middle, and Tim is walking, holding a child, and he's walking towards it, towards me, looking at the picture. And then on the left-hand side, there's all the early abolitionists. You see Harriet Tubman, you see George Washington, you see Abraham Lincoln, you see all these amazing people that were the early abolitionists. And on the right-hand side, you see all the modern abolitionists and all these amazing people that have been part of the OUR mission. And anyway, I have it framed on my desk here in the office. It's one of my favorite pictures. But on the left-hand side, there's Harriet Tubman. And at church on Sunday, somebody was talking about her and about slavery and stuff like that, and shared a quote that was so cool. And this is the quote she said. She said, "I freed 1,000 slaves, but I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew that they were slaves." Oh, let me read that again. "I freed 1,000 slaves, but I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew that they were slaves." All right, so why did I want to share that with you guys? Well, number one, how powerful is that on so many different levels? For me, it's been interesting. Like when I first started learning about this whole business, direct response, internet marketing, and the fact you can sell information and you can, you know, all these things that I talk about with you guys all the time now. When I first learned all those things, I remember like how freeing it was for me. I was like, oh my gosh, like I don't have to be a wrestling coach. Not that I don't want to be. I want to be a wrestling coach, but I don't have to be a wrestling coach making, you know, whatever wrestling coaches make a year. Like I can do more. I can be more. And the awareness of this thing gave me freedom, right? And when I first started trying to teach this stuff, you know, a decade ago, at first, like nobody seemed to care. And I remember being so frustrated. I'm like, do people not understand like what I'm sharing with them? Like this is this huge thing. I'm trying to give people freedom to be able to choose and be able to create and be able to do what they want to do. And I kept trying to share this thing with people. But it was interesting because I don't, at the time, especially like this Harriet Tubman quote really strikes home to me because I was trying to free them, but they didn't know that they were enslaved. And I fast forward now a decade later, I think it's been interesting, like a couple of things. Number one, I've gotten better at my message. Therefore, I've been better able to like capture people and get their attention and be able to like show them like, look, you're literally in the bonds of slavery. It could be your work, it could be your job, how much money you're making, like all these things. Like I've told you guys before on this podcast, like my mission is to help you guys to be able to make more money because I feel like it gives you freedom to actually do what you're supposed to do with life, right? Like my admissions, I couldn't care less if you guys make more money. Like when all said and done, that does not matter to me, just shouldn't matter to you. But I know that if I can, it's like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? Like if I can make it where you're making enough money that you're good, then you can stop looking inwardly, like how do I make money? How do I support myself? And also you can start looking outwardly. when you look outwardly at other people, now it's like, oh my gosh, I can serve, I can do things, right? I know for me, like I was able to have such a bigger impact on people when I wasn't stressed about my own finances, right? When I was making good money, then I could go and we could help organizations like Village Impact build schools in Africa, like Operation Underground Railroad to save children from sex slavery. Like all these things were opened up to me when I wasn't looking internally of like, how am I going to eat next week? How am I going to make money? Right. And so a big mission I have is that is if I can give you that freedom where you're not living paycheck to paycheck, but where you have freedom, time freedom, energy freedom, money freedom, where now you can look outwardly, now you have the ability to serve and change people's lives, right? Like the first life we always change is our own by giving ourselves freedom. And then it's like, now that I'm free, I want to free other people. And again, for me, it's like this Harriet Tubman quote was so powerful because for me, it's like I could free so many more people if only they knew they were slaves, right? And that gives me motivation to come out and be like, okay, I need to be louder in my message. I need to be more aggressive in my marketing. I got to figure out other hooks and angles and things I need to do because I need to convince people and help them understand that they're in slavery. Because if I can do that and I can get their attention long enough where I can make a presentation and help them see the future and see the vision, help them understand what's happening and cause enough pain, but then show them the picture that creates enough pleasure for them to actually make that movement, then I can help free them, right? And so I share that with you because that's my mission. That's my thing. But for whatever it is you do, it's the same thing, right? You have a mission with every product or service you sell. And it's different for everyone, right? Some of you guys, you're helping people lose weight. Some people you're helping them in the stock market. Some of you guys are helping people, whatever it is. And I could spend, with 80,000 plus ClickFunnels members now, there's 80,000 different missions that are out there. So, I gave a couple broad generic ones, but your mission's different, right? And you know what it is. And I know that you've helped some people. That's why it lit you up, right? It's why you do what you do. You're like, man, I helped this person here. Someone bought my product and they had this success. And like that lights you up. And I wonder how many of you guys feel the same way I am. Like I freed that person. I freed this group of people. I could free so many more if only they knew they were enslaved. Like for me, that is a battle cry for me to just be like, yes, like, okay, these people are enslaved. I got to do more. I got to convince them that they're slaves because when they do, I can free them. Okay. And I think about my life, like how many things enslave me right now, right? Like I typically eat pretty healthy, but this weekend I didn't. I think I was a little depressed because my torn out neck from wrestling. And I was like, oh. And so I ate a lot of garbage I shouldn't. I was enslaved to this food. And I couldn't stop. It's like if that's your business where you're helping people to overcome, weight gain or body image or health or whatever it is, right? Tons of people are enslaved by that and they don't even know it. But if you're aggressive enough, you believe enough in your message that you go out there and you market it consistently day in and day out and day in and day out to where you get better, your voice becomes better, your ads become better, your hooks, your stories, your offers, all the things you're putting out there to where you're able to start capturing people that don't know they're enslaved and then help them and give them that freedom, like that is the message for today. And so I want to share it to you guys just because like when I heard that message, it was so powerful hearing that from Harriet Tubman, but also it resonated with me like, oh my gosh, I feel that same way. I could free so many more people if only they knew they were enslaved. And I hope that you hear that as well for your product, your service, your message, whatever it is you do. And what you think like, man, I've freed these slaves. I freed these people from the thing that's holding them back, but I could free so many more if they only knew they were enslaved. And then when you hear that, that's your battle cry. That's you coming out saying, okay, I gotta make them aware that they're enslaved so I can free them. And now it's time to go out there and refine your message. Be more aggressive. Put out more ads. Throw out more hooks, more stories, more offers. Like, do your thing. Get excited because you are literally freeing somebody from the slavery that's holding them back in whatever area of life that you're trying to serve them at. So, yeah, I might take that quote and blow up my wall because when I heard it, it was a battle cry to me, and I hope it's a battle cry to you. So with that said, I appreciate you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep serving your audience. They need it. They're waiting for you to come and become a leader and to take them and to be able to help free them. And that's your calling. That's your gift. Now it's something you got to go and you got to do. So with that said, I appreciate you guys for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a screenshot on your phone and tag me on Instagram or Facebook and use hashtag Marketing Secrets. That way we can see it. And I appreciate you guys all. Thanks so much. And I will talk to you all again soon. Bye, everybody.
Want more marketing secrets? If so, then go get your copies of my two best-selling books. Book number one is called Expert Secrets, and you can get a free copy at expertsecrets.com. And book number two is called .com Secrets, and you can get your free copy at .comsecrets.com. Inside these two books, you'll find my top 35 secrets that we've used to become the fastest-growing non-VC-backed SaaS startup company in the world.